Yo, this movie says there's a fucking Mary Sue in it. And, man, they gotta be so wrong. They don't even know what that term means.
Right? Yeah, they absolutely don't know. That dog is absolutely a Gary Stew. Come on. Do they know anything?
But it is a female dog. Wait, is it? A she, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're wrong.
I didn't care enough.
Dogs, they're coming. They're coming your way. They'll be here soon.
It's alive! It's alive!
She looks like a real dog.
Once her training is complete, I will instruct her to go find the largest cache of doubloons in America.
She's really fast!
Well done, Dobbins. Now we lost her.
Hello, welcome to Dunedin.
All this land used to belong to your family?
Yeah.
When did you get here?
I think she wants us to follow her. What is that?
Man's best friend.
Oh my god. I think you found the Sapphire of Savoy.
The treasure of notorious pirate Silvertooth Sally.
Just dug up an incredible treasure.
Can you believe it? A boy's dog found the Sapphire.
Right? She's mine, you yappy local yokel.
Come, Dobbins.
We have a dog to catch and a sapphire to pilfer.
Ow! Radar, the adventures of the bionic dog.
You kids today, what you need is some good old-fashioned know-how. Did someone cut the cheese?
What happened?
That dog is also back. How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the podcast.
That dog is also back. God damn it. God damn. Wait, the Scientology connection. It's there.
It is.
It is. All right, this, okay, hold on. We got an intro. This is our podcast
already.
About good boys and bad movies. That's right. We watch a bad dog movie and then immediately talk about it right afterwards and rate the dog. You picked this. You fucking do it.
It was my choice to watch a brand new movie from the year 2023. Stop me if you've heard this before. They're new.
Stop.
They have to be better. They're new. They're new.
Stop. I've heard this. Stop. I've heard this argument. You've used this before.
Okay, but it's about a cyber mutt. You know, a dog.
Stop. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's two bumbling idiots.
Stop.
The family stuff.
Stop.
The mom lost the house.
Stop.
No, wait. Pirate gold.
No, stop, stop.
Have we done pirate gold? I don't remember. Probably.
So. There was that one that was about, like, a comic book, but it was, like, a pirate comic book, and they thought it was pirate gold, but then it ended up being the comic book that was the treasure, I think.
Is that Super Buddies? that one had
no,
a comic book.
No, it wasn't Super Buddies.
Oh, you're talking about the Key Comics book.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I don't think that was about a pirate comic. That was about a key to gold.
But I thought they said that it was pirate gold, and so they thought it was like the key to gold. But then it was because it was the comic was Key Comics,
which is a real thing. No,
which is a real thing and not worth anything at all because they're trash.
Anyway, this movie is called Radar. The dog, yeah. The cybernetic dog, a bionic dog, some title like that.
Hold up, I have it. Radar: The Adventures of the Bionic Dog.
Okay. I wanted to watch another robot dog movie, because they're either the best thing ever or the stupidest thing ever, and this falls into one of those two categories.
This is... It's not the worst movie that we've ever seen, but I will say it is the stupidest movie that we've ever seen.
It's really stupid, yeah.
Like, if at any moment you're like, what's the dumbest thing that could possibly happen in the next 5 seconds? You'll always be wrong. Because it's found something stupider
it's
than
even
you
dumber.
Can ever think of. Like,
yeah, no.
Way dumber. Every time.
So this movie stars Dean Cain from Lois and Clark.
And I think Obamagate the movie and...
And the Dog Who Saved series, of which we watched three at the same time. Like an idiot. No. And also Beck as Radar. No, not that one.
Not that one. No, it's... No, no. Thank God it didn't ruin Beck for me.
And thankfully, the dog does not talk in this movie. Kind of.
It's stupider. It's stupider. That's why. Because hey, guess what? It's stupider.
So, in a normal shitty dog movie, there would be the dog talking, and then you would be over the scene. The dog talked, and then it did its dialogue, and the scene was over. In this movie, that dog be texting, and every character has to stop, look at their phone, and read what the dog wants to say. Every line.
Correct.
I hate when dogs always be texting, you know? I'm trying to sit there at the dinner table, and my dog's texting.
And not only can she understand English, she can connect to any cellular device and communicate.
Oh, she
text.
Has Bluetooth. Whoa,
oh, really? No. Does yes, she play Doom?
The dog can text. Hardly a stroke of invented genius. Any five-year-old can do that.
Why would that be the choice?
Why do they have the dog text at all?
Like, it's dumb to have a dog talk, but if you're gonna do the bionic dog that understands English, just let it fucking talk. Like, it just slows the movie down. Wait, okay, no, yeah, I figured
no,
out
it,
why
it,
they did it.
It extends the film length to a 90-minute length that you can buy right now on sale.
Oh my god, we spent so much money on this fucking thing. Go ahead, yep, sorry.
It's normally $6 to rent. But it was $1 off.
$6 American.
It's not a good sign.
Thank
when you're...
you for your Patreon money. It goes to good use.
It's not a good sign when you're streaming movies on sale, right? Like, that can't be a good thing.
When it's brand
and
new.
And it's this new.
Because, like, this came out 2023. When in 2023, even?
It feels like it has to be later in the year, but...
It doesn't show. Yeah. I'm looking on it. I don't know.
I do know how much money this movie made at the box office, because it did have a box office release.
What? This had a box office release,
and my $5 is not an insignificant amount of their box office money.
Because
it made $25,556, which now is $561.
Bumping that up.
Not
pumping up them numbers.
Not an insignificant amount added
to
their
the city of Dunedin is going to be so thankful to have that to help with all of their legal fees from suing all of their residents constantly.
I mean, this hits every spot on the bingo board, right? This movie? It's got single parent, dead dad. Dad was a cop or a soldier or something. It's got... can we keep the dog? It's got bumbling idiots, like villains.
Mm-hmm.
It's got everything.
It's got jewel heist. It's got, like...
It has jewel heist, yeah.
It's got inventor people.
We're gonna lose the house.
We're gonna lose the house, which, God,
which they don't immediately. So what's the point?
That is so much of this is that every single thing that gets brought up. I mean, we've had some of these movies before, but anytime that you think like, oh, okay, here's the plot. This is the tension point. 2 seconds later, they let all of that stuff.
It resolves.
They just
yeah.
They immediately resolve it, and it's just.
Like, the mom comes up to her son, who's, like, 11, and, mm-hmm. and she's saying, hey, by the way, we're about to lose the house and the diner that I also own, because I'm rich, and...
yeah, they have this beautiful fucking brickwork house.
And
yeah,
we're
going
to have to move out of this golf house that's on the ocean.
Uh-huh, yeah, this oceanfront property.
With all of our brick walls and Michael's decorations.
Those live, love, laugh... plaques are not cheap. She spent all the money on it.
So let's move somewhere else, and I know you just got along with your neighbor, but it's fine. We'll just drive back here once a month so you could visit her, because I have the money for that, too.
Because we're so poor.
but we're gonna lose the house.
Yeah.
okay. And the way that they end up resolving that is pirate gold, but not really.
Okay, so at the same time that that happens, there's also two guys that are walking out the front door of a building that supposedly they say is an insane asylum.
Like a correctional insane asylum for...
Which it's super not. It's very, prisoners. Very obviously not. Like, it's just like a school. And they're just walking out the front of it. And, like, when I say they're walking out the front of it, I mean, it's broad daylight, and they are just sauntering out, and then they have this long, extended conversation on the lawn of, ah, our escape went very well. Yes, it's good that we escaped from this asylum that is two steps behind us. Do you think that they'll catch us? No, probably not. It looks like we've escaped. See, look, we can see it right there, and we're outside of it, so that's going to be and really good. I'm glad that we've escaped.
In broad daylight, you know? Man, broad daylight, nope. Where nobody would see us.
Yeah. And then he goes, ah, I've made a bionic... We need to go and find my bionic dog that I'm in the middle of making. Also, well, I was in this insane asylum, but I also have a secret lab elsewhere that they never caught me for. And what's that... what is that cyber dog for?
Pirate gold. Doubloons.
I'm gonna find doubloons with it.
I didn't build her for fun. Yeah. I built her to find undiscovered pirate treasure.
You what?
Okay. Okay.
A remote created doubloon of fiery rocks.
You know.
What's a doubloon?
Spanish gold. Beautiful Spanish gold. And the coast of Florida is littered with
it. Okay.
Which actually was kind of hilarious. Like, that all was right. The one moment where I was like, I actually got a solid laugh. I don't know if they meant it as funny, though, because that's... so stupid with the way that they do
it's
that
real
I don't
dumb
know.
Why did it need to be a cyber dog if it was looking for pirate gold? Were they just because they looked on Google at search terms and figured out which would hit the best search results when looking for films, and they
probably
just put them all in.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But they go to their secret lab, which is just like the prop designer's workbench, I think. Because there were like random gun props everywhere for different movies.
There's all kinds of weird shit on the walls. There was like graphics cards, like yep. There's just shit everywhere.
Yep. And they wheel out a frozen, very fake looking dog.
Uh huh.
And then they Frankenstein's monster it with electricity to make it a bionic dog, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But they can't come up with a name for the dog, so they call it Dog. But they give it a collar that says Radar, which is the dog's name, but they didn't give it a name.
Remember how we said that pick the stupidest possible thing to happen at every moment? There you go.
And this is where they explain he taught the dog to text.
Yes.
Any phone. That dog can hack any phone and send a text. And also, he can understand, or she can understand English.
Uh-huh.
Sure?
And then he goes, alright, go find me Spanish doubloons. And the dog breaks through the wall Kool-Aid style and is gone.
It's Kool-Aid Man, but it's the default breaking through a wall, like, asset you can buy on, like, a store for $10.
Oh, everything that we mentioned that could be special effects is 100% just, like, stock asset.
There's, like, the stock freezing ray icicle thing later on that breaks. There's the stock news footage overlay was very funny
was
to
good.
Me.
Yes, because they still kept, like, the lorem ipsum kind of text over top of it.
They didn't remove the default text on the scrolling bar at the bottom.
So it's all just like, this is sample text. This is sample text. And you're
it's
like,
so good. It's so good.
It's so fucking pathetic is what it is. This movie was awful. It's so boring. But so then the dog breaks through the wall and goes searching for pirate gold. At the same time, the kid goes out with a metal detector because he's so poor that his mom bought him a metal detector also. And...
yeah, he's... so, in the same scene, by the way, she goes up to the son And she's like, by the way, your dead dad who was in the military in Afghanistan, who died horribly, stopped sending us income when he died, so we're going to lose the diner. And also, your grandfather searched for gold.
Oh, God, yeah. They just...
And then your great-great-grandfather also searched for gold and died and never came back. And there was a sapphire gem called the Sapphire of Savoy or whatever. And you'll never find it. Anyways, here's a metal detector. Go have fun.
Bye.
What the fuck?
The movie is now 2 minutes in, by the way. To give you an idea as to how front-loaded all this shit is. And you're like, okay, well, this is the setup that now they're going to spend the rest of the movie going on adventures trying to find the treasure. So he walks out with his metal detector and finds a bottle cap and he cries because he's going to lose the house. So the dog that went out searching for Spanish doubloons drops the sapphire in front of him. We are now 2.5 minutes into the movie. All of this, we have now gotten people escape from asylum. They're bad guys for no reason because there's nothing they've done that's bad in any way. Well, they're not even doing anything
illegal. Because they're Robbie Rotten from, you know, Lazy Town. That's why.
They have a cyber dog. Dad's dead. Mom's losing house. He's looking for gold. Wait, gold is found. Problem solved. This is a 2 minute short.
I do need to point out.
This movie's over.
This just hit me. How were they planning to find a sapphire with a metal detector?
Why did he tell the dog to find doubloons and it found a fucking sapphire? None of it makes sense.
Well, to be fair, the dog found a hat, which was also coincidentally the kid's great-grandfather's dead pirate hat.
Which, how did he die that his hat's just buried under a tree?
He was buried
5 yards from their house.
He was buried in a shallow grave right next to their house.
Like, right next to their house! Again, the dumbest possible thing at all times. Metal detectors for sapphires. The dog's supposed to find doubloons. It finds a sapphire. But actually it finds the grandpa's hat also, who died. But no one knows where he went because he disappeared. In their backyard!
Well, they didn't go back to check. He was buried. He died in the backyard, but then they never went back there. So over the years, the dirt piled on top.
It's just like over the last 20 years, it just piled over him.
Yeah,
the fucking dumbest things at all moments.
And anyways, they found the Sapphire of Savoy, but it might be fake. So they do the only thing that's logical, and they take it to the cops. Because the cops, who there's a new sheriff in town, and also his secretary knows about the legend of pirate treasure.
Well, everybody knows.
Everybody knows, but us and the new guy.
Fucking small town Florida.
But then it hard cuts to a guy at a pirate museum who's very sad that he's going to lose the pirate museum.
Because it's filled with dollar store props. Because it's like, I mean, it's a pirate museum.
It's a tourist trap. Which,
yes, exactly. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. It's a pirate museum in a small town in Florida. Stop me if you've heard this before. It's like the Coke bottle museums. Like, that's exactly what this is. And it's set up like that. But then they're like, oh, well, I know where we can take it. We can take it to the guy who's, I guess they don't quite say that yet, though. They just hard cut to him. But then they say, like, oh, well, we can take it to the professor who runs the pirate museum.
The pirate museum curator / jeweler.
Yes, that also, because they...
Who probably runs a pawn shop in his off days. I don't know.
Like... Well, and then he's sitting there and he goes, oh, man, I'm going to lose. He's talking to the mayor, Dean Cain.
Uh-huh. The villain, Dean Cain.
Yeah. Who's, yes.
Not the character he's playing.
No. But the mayor is making fun of him because he's going to lose his pirate museum. Because he goes like, wow, this is full of kitschy touristy shit. And he goes, nobody wants to donate real pirate treasure to me and I have no money.
Wow.
So, of course.
So he gets a call. And like, mm-hmm. you found what? The Sapphire Savoy. I bet it's fake. Let me look. Yeah, no, that's a real sapphire. I'm a jeweler.
Well, this is I was going to say, the funniest thing about this is he studies it with a jeweler's loop.
Uh-huh.
And goes, well, I don't know. It's really hard to tell if things are historical significance or not. And we've got to do a lot of research to figure that out. And, you know, as a professor, there's no way that, as a history professor who specializes in pirate treasure, there's no way that I could actually study to find out if it's actually pirate treasure.
Yeah, but no, as that's a history, treasure.
Yeah, but as a history professor of pirate treasure, I can tell you that it is 100% genuine sapphire. What?
What?
Why would you be able to tell that, but not the others? You fucking...
So,
God damn it.
Here's the problem. The mom's gonna lose the house and the diner, of which she's rich and owns, because she can't pay for the house and diner, so she needs to make money. So the kid found the sapphire using a dog metal detector called Radar.
Yes.
And then brought it to the cops, who brought it to the pirate museum, who's also a jeweler.
And, then, also a professor.
But he needs money because he doesn't have enough to keep the pirate museum open. So she's going to donate it to the pirate museum and not get any money?
And well, she doesn't say that she's going to donate it. They say that they don't even say anything about it. They say nothing about it, right?
Wait, like, where did the money come? Who got the money?
Yeah, exactly. It just hard cuts to them in front of news cameras all going, wow, we're all so rich now. How?
But the villains who can't find the bionic dog see him on the news with the default news overlay.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, wow, that's the dog. We're going to go spy on the mom creepily for the next 3 days.
Yes.
Unrelated to the dog.
My steampunk VHS camcorder.
God, their whole hideout is like CRTs and VHS and old keyboards. And I think he has a pager at one point, but everybody else has smartphones.
Yes.
And that dog be texting. I don't know if that text would reach a pager. I guess it would. Still in service? It must.
I guess that's why he's criminally insane.
Yeah, he uses a DVD VHS like VCR combo. I mean, it's pretty crazy. But so they go to spy on the mom, and the kids find out that the dog be texting because the dog texts them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kids are like, "What? You don't think it's weird that your dog texts?" No, I think that's cool as shit.
Your dog can text and open up, and this isn't weird at all?
No, it's not weird. It's freaking awesome.
Like, and then they just drop it, right? Like, they go, oh my god, I can't believe this. I can't believe this dog texts, and I can't believe that it understands English. Should we do anything about that?
No.
I mean, we should hide it from its original owners, because they'll probably
find
it. We don't
want the owner to get our dog, because it's our dog that texts.
That seems kind of evil.
And every time the dog is on the news for finding the Sapphire Savoy, they're like, hey, maybe we should cut out this news shit so the owner doesn't see their dog.
So nobody figures out this, like... Because the real priceless thing would be this super advanced dog, right? Like,
yeah, we want to keep that dog. That dog's worth a lot of money. We could pay off the house.
We're certainly not paying it off by donating a sapphire to a kitschy tourist stop pirate museum.
So then at the same time, the cop and the mom are, like, flirting with each other. Or I guess the cop's just very creepily hitting on her.
Yeah, he just comes and starts hitting on her immediately. Like, he walks in, he's the new cop in town, it shows him go to the diner for the very first time, and he goes, hey, you free tonight?
Hey, you free tonight? I have so many guns on me right now.
And she goes, wow, my husband's dead. And he goes, oh, that sucks. So you want to date me? Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, that was insensitive of me. So do you want to bang, or...
Yep, she goes, yeah, sure.
It's a cop.
Yes.
The provincial lawman looks like he walked out of a hacking movie of the week. I'm sure he's a bona fide Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, and to the point where the cop gets his secretary to babysit for her son.
Uh-huh.
And she has a conversation with her son saying, hey, it kind of feels like I'm cheating on your dead dad, but I'm going to do it anyway.
God. Well, and the son is sitting there. She's like, well, I don't know. It kind of feels like I'm cheating on your dead dad. Are you okay with this? Like, Mom, dad would want you to be happy. He's like the most mature. Yeah. Like, why is she having this conversation with her fucking 13 year old?
Anyway, I got to get you a babysitter. Mom, I have a Vita. I have a PlayStation Vita. I don't need a babysitter.
He's also like 13, 14. He doesn't need a babysitter.
No, no.
And the idea of him just like having the... She thinks that he's mature enough to handle a conversation where it's not like she's like, hey, listen, I know that your dad's dead, but I just wanted to let you know, like, I'm going to go on a date tonight, kid. So like, no, she comes to him and she's like, I don't know what to do. I don't want to, like, bang this random guy, but, like, I really think he's kind of hot.
To her,
and
like,
I feel like I'd be, like, not banging your dad is wrong. And, like, he's like, no, like, go out and get it, girl. Like, they just had this weird fucking, like, super adult conversation.
It's really odd. And it's
odd. It's really so odd. Fucking weird.
And then that same day, like, the criminals try to break in through the window to get the dog on a ladder. And the dog just has laser eyes for no reason and heats up the ladder so they can't do it, I guess.
Well, and why would the dog... Okay. Why... Here's a thing that just killed me, too. Why would the dog not want to go back with them? It calls the master. It listens to them.
True.
He does nothing wrong to the dog. He doesn't, like, mistreat it. He doesn't yell at it.
He didn't install a laser system to kill cops. He even says that. No, I installed that laser to attack cops, not me.
Yeah. But,
yeah,
that's cool.
Not... I know. Yeah, no, that's cool. You know what? The dog doesn't want to go back because they needed an Air Bud. And,
yes.
And the kid's like, well, I don't want the original owner to get the dog. I found it first. It's
but
mine.
But in Air Bud, they at least have the fucking... clown dude be a dick to the dog. Like this one, he sees the dog for 10 seconds. Like the only interaction he's had with that dog is what we talked about in the beginning, where he goes, dog, wake up, dog, find pirate gold. The dog leaves.
Is that because he wouldn't give the dog a name? Is that why? I don't.
But the dog wasn't even activated yet, I don't think. It's like, it's not even. There's no reason at all for any of this. The dog then, like, heats up the ladder and throws them off. And then they're like, oh my god, we gotta run away, I guess.
Because they run off, and then the mayor hires them to steal the gem, because he wants to get out of being the mayor, and he needs the money from the gem that he can sell on eBay, so he can,
Because you can't quit being mayor.
Hmm.
You're not allowed to just quit being mayor, you know that, right?
I don't know how this... Huh.
It's a hereditary position, you know. It gets passed down through generations.
And then after the, like, wow, we really scared off the criminals, the kids are, like, throwing a ball around, and they throw it out the window, and then Radar jumps out the window.
Like, third story.
And then comes back up the stairs, like, hey, I got the ball. Wow, good thing we had a bionic dog instead of a real dog, which we would have murdered horribly by throwing the ball out the window and then watching the dog jump out.
Yeah, from the third story of our very small house that we're going to lose because we're so poor.
Why'd you throw it out the window?
Radar! Radar!
What?
Radar! Thank God she's bionic.
Yeah, we would have killed our dog, I guess.
I was gonna say.
What the fuck?
Oh, good thing our dog didn't fucking murder itself.
What a fucking scene. Why would you put that in? And so...
Because they have nothing else to do. They don't know how to make any kind of tension. There's nothing happening in the rest of this movie.
No, but they the cop hires his secretary
yes.
to babysit. They go off on their date, which I assume takes multiple days.
Oh, she's banging him for a week. She's been
based like, on the time frame of what happens next. It has
it's
to
unreal.
Be.
It's unreal how this works. Yes,
and the kids want to escape from the babysitter who's teaching them how to gamble.
Yeah, she's playing poker with them. This is the best babysitter of
she's
all time.
She's playing poker with them, but the dog's cheating by texting them the cards.
But she's still winning.
But she's still winning!
The babysitter's still winning. That's the best part.
So then they cover their noses, and the dog farts chloroform.
What? Did someone cut the cheese?
Oh, God damn it.
What?
She'll be okay.
Come on, let's go. No time to lose.
What?
Well, you see... I have nothing.
What? Which they never resolve, the babysitter getting knocked out.
No, they just leave that until she shows up in the final scene where they're all cheering.
But they need to leave because they need to go steal the sapphire before the villains steal the sapphire so they can keep it safe from the villains that'll steal it because they don't want anybody to steal it.
But they don't know that the villains are stealing it.
Maybe the dog told them in a text message.
Does nothing. That's just an implication that you're making up for this movie. There's literally zero reason for these children to be like, wait, we need to escape. Why? Well, we need to steal the sapphire. Why? Well.
Anyways,
so we're going to steal
and the diner. You already did that.
Because our mom is too stupid and she donated it to this fucking truck stop pirate museum.
Yeah.
And she's thinking that she's got money and she has no idea that she's actually dirt poor.
She didn't check her bank account. Yeah.
Like,
well, so
I just,
so the kids, and the dog go to the tourist trap pirate museum, but the door's locked. So they use the dog's hacking mini game from Oblivion to hack it and create a digital key that turns a physical lock through a hologram. That the dog can make.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
And the very, very poor, kitschy tourist stop pirate museum that had no money to buy any actual artifacts has their security team wandering throughout the building.
Well, after they put the sapphire in the safe so nobody could steal it and locked it, which would imply they don't need a security guard.
Correct.
Because it's in the safe.
And there's nothing else worth anything at all in this entire building.
Yeah. So the
canonically, they established that he's got nothing worth anything.
The kids go upstairs where the safe is in the office. Mm-hmm. And they start cracking the safe by text message from the dog.
Yes.
But
also, the dog isn't... It's like, oh, okay, the dog's going to give them the combination or something. But it's not even doing that. It just goes, turn it to the right.
Yeah. I have a question about this. So if it's being relayed by text message, text isn't instantaneous, right?
No.
So the dog would text them and say, turn right. And then they would get the message on their phone. Then they'd be like, oh, I have a text message. Let me look at my phone. Unlock the phone. Read the text. And all this time, the kid's still turning.
Mm-hmm.
So did the dog calculate the delay in the text message? I don't. It's the dumbest thing.
It's so dumb. Well, and also, every time is another thing that's just for how stupid everything in this movie is. Every time the dog texts them, like you said, they have to pull their phone out and unlock it. Nobody actually just holds their phone out, even when they're talking to the dog.
They're constantly like, oh shit, my phone locked.
Oh wait, oh I've got a... Like, there's always a scene when the dog texts them, even as they're talking to the dog, where they go, it's like, zzz, zzz, oh, my phone's going. Here, let me pull it out. Oh, okay, gotta get to... Oh, that's the dog says this, and it's like, just... Motherfuckers, just have the people hold the fucking phone.
Hey, look.
God,
If your dog could text, what would they tell you? Right? And it turns out what they would tell you is the direction to open a safe, but about 3 seconds too late. that's what they would do. So they get the sapphire out of the mini fridge.
I just want to say 1 second for just one thing, and I hate that I'm going to have to say this, but I feel like I need to put it on the record, so I'm just gonna...
Oh, good. Okay, yeah, let me get the official document. Yeah, go on.
Hi, I, of sound legal mind, Ilion, say that, why didn't they just have the dog talk?
You're always saying we wish the dog wouldn't talk!
I wish the dog would talk. I wish they just had the dog.
The movie
talk.
Would have been shorter if the dog.
They
had
made
talked.
A movie where I fucking want the dog to talk. That's how stupid they made this.
They get the sapphire out of the mini fridge that they're calling a safe. And then the two bumbling villains stumble up, and the dog texts them, "Hold on to me," on their phone. So they hold on to the dog, and the dog has cloaking abilities now?
I thought it was teleportation at first, because they just vanish. Just, like, Star Trek teleporter.
But they're laughing in the same room, so they have to just be invisible.
Yeah, we find that out in a minute.
Yeah. So
it's a really tiny room, and they're directly in front of the safe. I do not know how this invisibility works, unless it also makes them intangible, because...
Yeah.
The guys definitely walk through them multiple times.
I don't know the X-Men powers of this bionic radar dog. I'll be honest. I don't think the movie knows the powers of this bionic radar dog. It just...
The other thing that I hate to say is that I was so mad. I'm like, oh, this is a stupid review that it's calling the dog a Mary Sue.
This dog's a Mary Sue, actually. Mary Sue. Yeah, this is like a textbook definition.
Yes, it sucks.
Mary Sue,
it
like,
sucks
okay,
that
well.
That's actually a thing that I have to say too.
So then the kids run out of the museum, but the villains see them leaving. So they trail them in their La Cucaracha van.
Yeah, which they're constantly hitting the horn on, but it's never shown it as being a La Cucaracha fan or something before that. And why
it doesn't
have
like
a
big speaker or anything. It's just no, it just has
no
that
reason.
Yeah, and as the villains are going after the kids, the parents the next day, because they were banging all day or 2 days, 3 days.
Yeah, it's just day again. Like it's day
it
and then
night
and then day again. The babysitter has not shown up again. She's just been fucking drugged for multiple days.
She's just in the center of town at the combination bakery / dog grooming restaurant.
Yeah, a thing that they actually have in this. I don't.
It's a real
I also
place.
Think that's a real place. Yeah, yeah. I think that's a real place.
I don't know about a bakery / dog grooming. It feels unhealthy.
That's gotta violate some health codes, except Florida. That's the
yeah.
only reason I can think that works.
That can't be. But is there at the combination bakery / dog grooming restaurant, the mom and the cop see the kids run by, which assumes that basically they were running all night, I guess, because it's day. And then they're like, yeah. My child's running around with their dog outside. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Get in the
like,
car.
They're just like a brisk walk, basically, past the mom. And she's like screaming like they're being chased and dying.
Yeah.
At the same time, to be fair, there's a good reason why she'd be worried about that. They're obviously being chased by this van that's doing a La Cucaracha thing. How would she know they're being chased by them? Well, as the villains canonically say, they're going the speed limit.
Oh, they are going the speed limit. Yeah.
Driving normally.
Yeah, and then they're like, we're villains. We don't drive the speed limit. Go 26.
So what, like...
Why would they go after
why does,
her? Yeah, I don't know.
Why would anyone think that the kids are being chased?
I don't, but she freaks out. She gets in the cop car with the cop she's banging. And she's like, we gotta go now. I'm your partner. And we're going on to the crime scene.
And he goes, yeah, sure, whatever.
But
no, that's stupid.
He says, yes, whatever. But the mayor, who is also there, is like, no, take me as your partner.
Oh, hey, remember that the mayor exists and that he's like the real villain because he got these guys to also steal the sapphire for him, but also...
Because he wants to quit his job. Yeah.
Because he wants to quit his job as mayor, and he can't do that unless he has a sapphire. Also, he says, when the cop is doing this whole thing and getting into the car to chase after the kids, he goes, oh, it's weird, you know,
all of the security cameras were turned off at the pirate museum.
The pirate museum.
They have security cameras the cops automatically have access to. And he goes, yeah. So it must have been an inside job. And the mayor goes, oh my God, no, it couldn't have been that. And it's like, wait, why would the mayor have... like, they're implying it seems like the mayor has access to the security cameras?
So when you're the mayor of a city, they give you a key to the city, which opens every lock. Right? So the mayor can open every building.
Then why didn't he just steal the sapphire himself? Like, also, like, right? But, like, why does he need these idiots if he has the ultimate power to just turn off every security camera in the city at any time? Which is the implication.
That is the
implication. But also, they don't show him doing that. And also, it doesn't fucking matter in the slightest. Because they don't show security cameras. He's never looking at security footage. They don't try and, like... There's...
Well, the implication...
No fucking connective tissue.
The implication wouldn't be that it was the mayor. It's that it would be the security guard who was knocked out and drunk.
Well, oh God, like, that's the other thing. There's a very, very brief 5-second scene of, like, the security guard is looking for the kids because he thinks that somebody broke in because... Anyway, and the kids pretend to be statues inside of the museum,
like,
and he goes,
Scooby-Doo-wise,
oh, yeah. I guess these are just statues now, because he's a fucking moron, because everybody's the stupidest. And then they just cut to, he's unconscious, and the two villains are putting a pirate hat on him, and a pirate XXX bottle of booze next to
him. Why the cop didn't see the security guard. He thought he was a statue. And part of the exhibit.
But why are... Why did they do... But why did they do...
Because it's the stupidest thing!
It's the dumbest possible thing that you could imagine. And it's slightly dumber even than that, yes. So, every time.
So then the villains in the van chase the children into a national park. Which is very close, apparently. And as they're driving... through while the kids are running on the trails, like, they're on the road but the kids are in the middle, so there's no way they can tell where the fuck the kids were going because it's a national park trail. They meet, and then the kids are like, Radar, do something, and then Radar shoots a sonar blast bark that disables
that destroys
the vehicle
their car
somehow.
Let's go.
Oh no! La Cucaracha!
Radar, do something!
Radar, do something! Whoa! What the fuck?
Mary Sue! This dog is a Mary Sue! I hate that review is correct.
This dog's a Mary Sue.
But, as they're trying to run away, the dog be texting them again, and she texts them, and she's like, hey, my battery's running low. You haven't charged me the entire time you've owned me.
Wait, what is up? Wait, what?
What?
The dog is now just...
Oh, no.
Dying?
What?
She has a battery?
I've been charging her.
It's not solar? They didn't plug the dog in?
Radar, you've got to get up.
What?
Oh,
it's only the most convenient things for the plot, and I use that in the loosest sense possible, at every moment. Everything is just pure coincidence, but also stupid.
And also now the villain has a button that can just turn the dog off, but it's out of batteries.
Why didn't he use that when they were climbing the ladder to get the dog earlier?
Because he
didn't
want to.
Why didn't they
ever
do more than one attempt to get the dog?
The movie,
they did one attempt.
The movie's so dumb that it explains its own stupidity. Because they're like, well, why didn't you just use that earlier? Because I didn't want to.
A freeze ray, Dobbins.
Oh my God.
Stereotypical, yes. Trite, perhaps. But I do love a classic.
So, wait a second.
You know a classic?
Why didn't you use that earlier?
A 32.
Because I didn't want to, just, that's why.
Why didn't you use that earlier? Okay.
good point.
I guess.
Thanks. Yeah, I forgot that he said that. Yeah.
So then he shuts off the dog, or just watches the dog shut off because the battery?
He just watches the dog shut off because he can't turn it off.
And then goes after the kids with his freeze gun that he has. Because he
but then the dog gets up because it actually has reserve power, so it's fine.
No, the dog doesn't get up all the way because the battery's still low. So instead, and the cop need to show up with their battery bank that's USB powered.
She just has a battery bank that's compatible with this dog immediately.
And only after they know the dog's bionic, when the dog texts the cop as he's watching the dog die. And he answers his phone to look at the text, and the mom's like, really? You're gonna look at a fucking text right now?
I can't believe I banged you for 3 days.
No, no, it's okay. See, look, it's the dog texting me. He turns his phone.
And they all automatically just go, oh, okay, well, let's plug in the dog then.
It's implied that the dog's USB port is its asshole, because the mom is like, oh, I'll plug it in. Where do I need to plug it in?
Radar! What did they do to you?
So what happened to the dog they had in the beginning?
You're reading the text now? They had a dog? Now?
It's my emergency phone. I should check this.
You're checking your phone? Well, I got a text. I need you to read my text. Oh my,
please charge me.
Oh!
This is Radar. Charge me.
Okay, so how do we plug you in, Radar?
This is so fucking stupid.
Oh my god, and they're immediately like, no, well, how do we plug you in?
Well,
she's got like a fucking USB dongle. Oh my god.
Oh, ew.
Yeah, she just automatically assumes that? Which,
I mean, if you plug it in one way, it's not going to work. Then you have to flip the cord, and that doesn't work. Then you flip it back, mm-hmm. and it works because it's Schrodinger's fucking USB port.
This is why USB-C is the superior. And she has, like, this tiny, tiny battery bank. Like, when we're talking about a battery bank, she has, like, oh,
it
God.
It could maybe charge a phone if you left it in there for, like, an hour. Yeah.
And also, it's really fucking funny that he goes to pick up the text, like, his phone, and unlocks it, and is doing this. And she's like, what the fuck are you doing? And then he's like, oh, well, it's the dog texting me. He needs to be charged. And then it does a wide shot, and she goes, oh, it needs to be charged? And she's now...
She's already holding it?
She hasn't changed anything, but she's just holding a battery bank and a cord. And you're like, wait, where did... What? She's just like, it just appears in her hands. Just magically. It's so fucking incredible how dumb the decisions in this movie are.
And now Radar needs to get to the kids before they get frozen with a freeze gun from the villain. And
because he has a freeze gun that he's never used. He's never wanted to use. Why didn't you use this earlier?
I didn't want it.
I don't know, but it's been shown multiple times the dog can run at super speed, like the Flash. So the dog will just get there very quickly. However, they needed to get drone shots of this park so that you knew that you wanted to visit this town.
The city of Dunedin.
Which has a mural of Dogedin, apparently. A real mural of dogs in the city, I guess.
Probably it feels it looked like it would a real mural. Yeah.
So they got the dog to fly using its tail like a helicopter instead of just running, which it could already do. So that the dog could fly and shoot lasers at the villain, knocking the freeze gun out of his hand right before he's about to murder the children. To which his lackey is like, hey, I'm okay stealing sapphires and killing cops, but kids? Come on, man. Like, okay.
Sure.
Whatever. So the cop arrests the villains, because he shows up, I guess. He's able to catch up to the helicopter dog very quickly, on foot.
Yeah.
And arrests them by chaining them together, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, he handcuffs them together and leaves them just 99% free. Like
no, they could just leave. Yeah, they're fine. And then as they're arresting them and bringing them back to the cop car, he tells the kids to put the gun on top of his car for safety. And
hands hey, them kids, a, can you just give me that gun?
Hands yeah, them sure, a loaded whatever. Gun and just says, here, put this on the car for me. Thanks.
Yeah, all right, thanks. Sure.
What a no cool cop. Officer.
Hey, kids, would you guys put the backpack and the gun on the hood, please?
Sure, absolutely.
And then the mayor shows up, and he's like, oh, wow, is that the gun and the bag with the sapphire? Cool.
Yep.
They're mine now. I'm holding all you fuckers up. I'm leaving. I'm leaving now, and you can't stop me, because I stole the gem, and I'm telling my whole story, which the dog's supposed to tell the story, a text message, but I've taken that job from that dog.
Wow, that's truly villainous. Wait, why is he doing this now in front of the cops, rather than just turning off the security cameras and breaking in himself again?
Anyways, he drives.
Oh, yeah.
He drives off, and as he's leaving, our cop is like, "Don't worry, I got this. I'm gonna Dirty Harry this shit."
Hey, Jim, are you at the end of the road?
Yeah.
Okay, can you arrest the mayor for me? That'd be great. Thanks.
Okay.
Wow, I did it. I'm the hero. Haha.
That's. Yep. They just did
this, it. This cop spent the whole movie just doing nothing, getting other people to do his job for him.
Wow, and I can't begging believe he called this kid's the mom nothing. I was gonna say he was doing something this whole movie, and I wouldn't call her mom. Nothing. I mean, there's not much of a character there, but she's not nothing, boy. Because that's really awful of you to say that about her.
Yeah, and then they go.
Yeah, he spent the whole movie doing her.
He just banged the mom, and then
banged the mom,
and then they go to a pirate festival. They're like, wow. This boy did all of the work of finding this cool gem, and also the villains, and also the mayor, which we arrested. And now we need to have an election for a new mayor. Anyways, hooray, pirate town, / Scottish town, / whatever the fuck
this
place is. Come
visit lovely Dunedin in northern Florida. We don't have meth, we have pirate treasure.
I did find out, I was looking up. You could say Dunedin is the hometown of Ron DeSantis, which is technically true.
Oh.
But more importantly, it's the hometown of George Lowe, the voice of Space Ghost Coast to Coast. And I think they should put that on the sign.
That's a way better thing to put on the sign.
That's a hero. That's what that is.
And also, the relation to Beck is that it is apparently, like, just, like, a mile north of Clearwater, which is the center of Scientology.
That too, yeah. But that's radar, I guess. The dog just has new abilities, whatever, something needs to be solved, I guess. So yeah, that's a Mary Sue. You were correct, the only reviewer on the internet of this movie.
And I hate that term, and I hate that it was right.
God damn it.
So what do you think the budget was for this movie? Do you think it was about $3.6 million?
Is that the budget?
That's how much the city had collected in fines from its residents, remember? Because the city's known for, like, suing all of its residents.
They
for
absolutely
not
used
their
resident
lawn.
Fines to pay for this. The movie only made $25,561 now dollars back. So, right? I mean, they didn't pay their budget. But this wasn't about making a profit. This was about taking money from this town to advertise it. Right? Because everything is showing off, like, monuments and stores, and here's the sign for the town, here's our marina, here's our national park, here's
Come eat some dog hair and lemon tart pie at a...
Here's our Methodist church, here's our dog hair pie. Yeah, like...
Dog groomer / bakery. That still kills me that's real.
Right, I mean, so it's not about making a profit. This was a negative income film from the beginning.
Oh yeah, no, this was about, like, laundering the money that they've taken from residents.
Yeah. So, whatever on the profit thing. The point is, let's rate the dog.
Let's rate the dog. Wait, okay, so also, there was another dog at the beginning that they had.
Was there? I don't remember another dog.
There was a dog they played with before they got the radar dog.
I must
have
blocked
it out,
yeah.
In the very first scene of the movie, they were playing in the... Like, the two kids were playing in the park with a German Shepherd that looked like Radar. And I thought there was going to be a switcheroo, and then they didn't...
It could just be B-roll, because they showed B-roll later in the film of the kids playing with the dog off-set. Just in their downtime. And they put that in the movie too, and you could tell because it was a consumer camera, not a professional camera, in that one scene where they're just playing with the dog having fun. So,
oh, yeah, well, we'll just rate dog
Dog.
Because that's what
the dog's name is, either Dog, Radar, or musical artist Beck. Yeah.
Well, Beck's a good, like, Beck's a good boy. I'm going to get this dog 11 out of 10 because I like Beck.
Yeah, Beck's like
he's not a loser, baby.
I was going to say a loser out of 10. Radar gets a lot of pets on screen and really wants to get that ball. So I'm going to give Radar a jumps out of a window from a third story out of 10.
The reason why you don't kill him, by the way, is like, he's a loser, baby. Why don't you kill him? It's because he can teleport or fly or go at super speed or fire a sonic blast or have laser eyes.
Beck also just has a panel that opens.
To for show, one scene.
To show all the computer parts. Yeah, it's in the music video. You might have missed it.
You should see him play the guitar with that tail. It's rad.
Now, anyways, that's Radar, I guess. New movies! They're brand new! They have to be good!
This was painful. It's so boring, and everything about it is just so stupid. I can't get over how dumb everything is. Like, I wish that I could show people this actual movie without them having to suffer through it. Because all of the stuff that we talked about and how stupid it is, it's way dumber than we could possibly actually, like, vocalize to you. You have to see how stupid it is. Every character's motivations, every decision, and it's like meta-decisions of the movie itself, too. Every single part of this is just the dumbest possible thing.
And the whole time the movie is really like, nice wow, shots of the city. This is really dumb. So, okay, movie. You win, I guess. Anyways, thanks for listening. You can support us on Patreon, of course, for the low cost of $5 that we spent on this movie.
Please spend $5 so that we can get it. We would really like to not spend the money on this. If you could see it in your hearts to maybe at least give us the $5 back, please.
It's some cost fallacy at this point. I think we're just screwed. But you can also email us at roughcutscast@gmail.com if you have any feedback, anything you want to tell us, any cool fan art, any movies you've seen that we haven't done, things like that. Mm. You can, of course, message us on Blue Sky or co-host if you want.
Yeah.
Where
we're Rough Cuts Cast on both of those.
Yep. And I guess that's it, yeah. Yeah. You know what? I'm glad that they didn't install a vacuum into that dog's asshole. This movie could have been worse.
That would have made this thing really suck.
That's how I'm ending this one. You're welcome. I'm editing it, so I gotta deal with it. Anyway.
Edit whatever the fuck you want. Pick the dumbest possible way to end it. The Aristocrats!
La cucaracha! La cucaracha! Cha.
Text and open up, and this isn't weird at all?
No, it's not weird. It's freaking